So right now I'm talking about something that is currently happening at the UTS Gallery. It's called After Technology. So this group exhibition sees local artists respond to the rapid rise of technology in our lifetimes. The exhibition asks what becomes of love, the body, culture, family, community, nature, identity, and communication after technology. So I'm joined by the co-curator of the exhibition, Eleanor Zeichner, and she's going to give us a little bit more insight on what's going on in After Technology. Good morning, Eleanor.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Ah, so good.
So technology is a pretty big word, and that encompasses a huge range of things. Yeah. What facets of technology are explored in this exhibition?
Well, we came from the idea of talking about technology because we're here at the University of Technology, and I think we were trying to undermine the sort of misconception, I suppose, that technology is about computers or is about the internet, and it really manifests in our lives in really kind of diverse and quite sometimes unexpected ways, and it affects the way that we communicate with each other, the way that we find love, the way that we find identity, really. And so the artists in this exhibition are coming at the concept of technology through their own practices. So there's artists working in video, there's artists working in drawing, in glass making, and really exploring the ways that technology manifests in almost every aspect of our lives.
100%. You can't deny that it does that. I wanted to ask a little bit about your curatorial practice and how you came to curate this exhibition.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm the assistant curator at the gallery, and I curated this show with Stella Rosa McDonald, who's the curator at the gallery. And I suppose our remit as curators is to present work by Australian artists that look at technology and social justice. And the role of the curator, I suppose, is to create the conditions for artists to show their work. So my background is in editing as well and writing. But for this show, we were really looking at the works that we already had on campus. So there's a few collection works in the show. So works by Julie Rapp and Patricia Piccinini, which are older works. So they're sort of works from the early 2000s and sort of mid 90s. And I suppose the role of a curator is really to not just look at things that are happening now, but putting things in context, you know, that have happened earlier.
Yeah, and that is obviously important in the context of technology, which started a while ago. And that was mentioned in the information about the exhibition, kind of inspired from the 1990s onwards.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's also not just things that are happening right now, but it's, you know, there's works in the show that look at technology as a kind of a colonizing force. So a work by Yoni Scarce, for example, is looking at the impact of military technology on Indigenous communities in Maralinga. So the atomic testing in the Maralinga area that had this enormously devastating effect on the Maralinga Tjuta people, and that being a kind of a form of colonization in the guise of, you know, technological advancement. So there's a real urgency, I guess, to having those conversations that are about, you know, how technology manifests in our lives, not just, you know, our screens in front of us, but like our bodies as well.
Yeah, I was interested in that concept of technology affecting the body.
Yeah.
In what other ways, what works explore that?
Yeah, so there's a really fascinating work by an artist called Roslyn Helper, who has she's a performance artist, and her work is really about like how the internet has shaped the way we communicate with each other. And the work is she's invited a woman who she used to date called Karen. And they are restaging their relationship through the text messages that they send to each other. So they're literally reading aloud as a script those text messages.
Wow.
And you can see there's this distance between the way that they wrote to each other and the way that they speak to each other is like, you know, the way that you talk on text is just totally different to the way that you talk in person. And it actually brings back all of this like physical response. So you can see them blushing, you can see them smiling and having these little micro kind of emotional moments, and sometimes quite excruciating, like physical reactions to like what they're saying to each other, because it's like very private, quite tender stuff that they're saying to each other. And so I guess that's a way of, yeah, bringing the body back into technology.
It's also another element is that they're no longer together, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is not a spoiler to say, but like halfway through the work, which is like 40 minutes long, they break up. And so it's just them kind of like reliving that breakup with each other. And yeah, it's, I mean, it would not be something I could ever do, but it's so brave. Like, it's so amazing
vulnerable.
To watch. Oh my God, it's so vulnerable.
And also the things you say, I mean, it's kind of just an element of technology. It doesn't really feel real. The messages you send are like, just so personal and private. But they can be relived.
Yeah. And you don't anticipate ever coming back to them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Another thing I was particularly interested in as well is the bleeding between life online and in real life. How is that explored throughout the exhibition?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thread through a lot of the works. Like the work by Tiga Brain, which is it's a kind of a sculptural installation that's taking that's three Wi-Fi routers that are each kind of controlled or manipulated somehow by a natural system. So there's one that's a plant that takes photos of itself and embeds them in unencrypted websites. There's one that's is manipulated by the strength of the lunar cycle. So the Wi-Fi is only at 100% if it's like a full moon.
Oh, wow.
And it's really trying to draw us into the idea that we're really controlled by the strength of Wi-Fi. Like, wherever we go, we're looking for, like, how can I get access to Wi-Fi?
We have one bar.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's actually bringing you back into the, like, oh, these are actually, there are natural systems that also have impact on the way that we live, and to have a little bit of awareness of that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Sounds like there's a really interesting mix of works.
Yeah. Oh, it's been such a privilege to work on this show, because we're always thinking about technology in what we do at the gallery. And it was great to just be explicitly thinking about, you know, these themes through this show. So, yeah, it's been great to work with those artists as well.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask before we finish up, with the title After Technology, is that kind of inferring like an end and then an after, or after its inception?
Well, I guess it's implying that there's a continuation. Like, technology is always on a continuum, right? So, like, there's always another version on the, like, coming down to meet us. And so I guess we're always thinking of what's happening now as being a continuation of what's happened before. So we're always in the after moment, I suppose. It's not something that's going away.
No, definitely not. If anything, it's something that's getting more and more specific and strange.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
Yeah, I look forward to checking out the show.
Great.